All right, it's back for a limited time only, like next Wednesday. It is shouted out. It is brought to you by Canabets, because that's my fictitious company that I'm. If only I could find sponsors, I would go. I would go to get done.
Shout out to Aussie real quick.
And then
quick,
Aussie's getting our first shout out of the day.
Yeah.
You can weigh in 913-586-7610, the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. But longtime listener of the show, Aussie.
Yeah, my guy, good friend.
Works out at Arrowhead.
I'm inviting this guy to my wedding.
He dropped off steak, egg, and cheese bagels.
How you doing?
Good job, Aussie.
How you doing?
You're the best.
Praise God. Do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year.
Yeah. Aussies drop by food periodically.
Hopefully it's as good as they've advertised the bagel to be. I can't imagine it.
You know, side shout out to Joe, listener of the show, who brought back the steak, egg, and cheese bagel by his vigorous telephone calls to the CEO. And brought it back.
913.
Yes.
586-7610.
You're learning.
This.
Say it slowly.
Is shouted out.
It's like this is American Idol?
Yeah, dude.
Or this is Jeopardy?
No doubt.
So I just heard the new number. Thought I was blocked also. New number, who it is, from 785. Got your text. We don't always respond to every text. You shouldn't assume that you're blocked if you don't hear back from anybody. Because we get a lot of texts, and we don't personally answer them all. I would love to, but it's not always happening. For the 913, I don't think Lugo will even make an appearance in the All-Star game. Looks like he pitches on Saturday. See, what? That's the thing. It lines up to have Reagan's pitch Friday, Lugo pitch Saturday in the Royals rotation, which is the most important one, right?
So then you'd be off Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday would be the game. So it'd be his fifth day. So they don't want to pitch him because then he'd miss his first start post All-Star game. Even if he just throws like an inning?
Well, I'm saying Lugo won't start probably.
Oh.
Because he's pitched.
Okay. But 5 days previous.
Like Reagan's would have a start to throw it or a chance to throw an inning, but maybe Lugo won't. Would be my guess at this point. Because they line up, Reagan's Friday. And Lugo Saturday, and that'd be Singer Sunday. So that's how, and those are the important games, remember, folks. So that'd be cool, but those are the most important ones.
Shout out to whoever's picking the music today. That's Samare.
Is it catching on or not?
I'm trying, man.
Not sure. Mac Morey's our new producer. He is here to stay. The rest of us are temps at this stage.
Yes.
From the 785, Cardinal fans act like Global Gym. We're better than you and we know it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
See, but then they consider that they're so contradicting. We're the best fans in baseball. You know who sucks? People who claim themselves to be something. Bret Hart sucks. He said he was the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Now you got the Montreal screw job. How you doing?
75 home run derby. Bad idea for what, Junior? Screws your swing and then often causes injury.
Okay.
Stop. Okay. Stop. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Often causes injury?
Often. Often.
Very often.
Drop like flies. If Dusty was known as the Dirty Werewolf, does that make Mac's nickname PC? From Zach.
PC.
Because like a MacBook? But see, I got called the Dirty Werewolf because it's synonyms of both names, because people watched the movie Rise of the Lycans and they were werewolves. My last name is Lycans, first name nice. Dirty Dusty. Yeah, you get it. But that's not the nickname anymore.
Someone on an update as well. Lars Nootbaar just reinstated from the IL. Apparently, he survived the fall from Nakatomi Tower.
Yeah, dude. Doesn't that name sound like somebody who's been in a Die Hard movie?
It totally does.
Lars Nootbaar.
It totally does.
Yippee-ki-yay. Can't say the rest.
Shout out to the huge fight on 610 Sports Radio last night about whether or not hot dog eating and bowling are sports. That's from the 913.
Drew Nixon.
We left Drew in charge. Yeah. Dusty's in with me, and that's what went down, huh? Whether hot dog eating or bowling are sports.
Well, I like to scroll
that's
through the
July,
text line,
baby.
I like to scroll through the text line after you get in here in the morning, and I get to see like how Drew gets handled. And people are like, "You want to tell me bowling's not a sport? You got to throw a 15 to 18 pound rock accurately." That's athleticism.
Now, I will say,
not saying it's not. I'm just saying that was what the text said.
As you have, I've done both of those shifts. Yeah. There's nothing like the evening texter.
Oh, I love it.
They are the most loyal. They are the most loyal fans of this station at any and all times. Because there's no there's no bigger champion for you than the nighttime texter.
That's right.
The 6 to 9 texter is a loyal bunch.
Shout out after hours family.
Like in the morning, you could hate us and you could get after us, but there's not a bad word said to you at night. You're the greatest thing ever at night.
You'd be surprised.
Everybody loves the night guy. It has been proven over and over and over. Everybody loves the night guy.
What are you trying to say?
I'm not saying. I'm just saying. It's been proven over and over and over. They are the most loyal bunch you can have. They're awesome. Can we make Cardinal Week like Raider Week from the 816? Well, no, you only play 2 games. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's very minute.
Here's this team that we believe is your longtime hated rival. We won't even play a 3rd game to decide it. It's just dumb.
Ridiculous.
You want to read that top text?
Let's see. I'm not the top. I paused it.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to Gold becoming an actor. Yeah. There's Alex more. Gold is in the Hallmark. He got a Hallmark extra role. Oh, he announced so yesterday. Great. So good.
They must have seen his B-roll from when he did the "Can You Take Me Higher" the Creed video, because he nailed that.
He needs to get like a Cody and Gold flannel.
Yeah.
And be able to do that. Is he going? Oh, that part of the text. I got you. More than an old Welch guy. He's had some acting roles.
Has he?
Yeah. There was a short he did with one of the Karate Kid kids.
I always felt his niche for acting was like softcore porn. Unfortunately, it's not around anymore.
He got shot in the ding ding in the one video.
See? Softcore porn.
That was the one with the Karate Kid guy in it.
Was he wearing a leather
colleges,
jacket?
Meanwhile, colleges need hot dog eating teams. Imagine a hot dog transfer portal in college from the 785. That'd be great, actually.
I actually like this from the 816, if I may. Can we get Joe to get McDonald's to bring back the snack wrap?
Please.
Dude, I'll tell you what. High school, $2 in your pocket, leaving your buddy's house and after recreational activities, that snack wrap slaps,
It's
dude.
So easy, too. You know what I mean? It's like a huge ask, wouldn't think.
I know. Come on. Seriously.
My new snack wrap is, unfortunately, I'll find myself once to twice a week sliding into a Quick Trip and getting that jalapeno sausage dog. Little cheese on the bottom bun, nice. Slap that daddy on top, so mustard good. and sauerkraut. Whew. I got to pull over where people normally gamble and gnaw and eat that hot dog.
I don't know if you're up entirely early normally.
Have been lately.
Lately, but entirely early.
Hopefully.
Have you had the one that's in the crescent roll?
B-Dub told me that one. Okay. Yeah, I had it once, and it was stupid.
It is glorious. Just don't read the sodium content.
You're not supposed to. You know what you're getting yourself into.
But, I mean, the one in the bun is fine.
Very good.
But you got that crescent roll at breakfast. Oh.
Yeah, B-Dub told me about that with his voice, and I about melted.
It's a heart stopper.
He said, let me tell you something, Mr. Ass. You'll get you a croissant sausage roll.
Shame on you for disrespecting Brett the Hitman Hart.
Man, he sucks.
Kaling, I don't know a single player at Wimbledon. Is pro tennis still a thing, or am I just out of the loop? You are my tennis expert.
Championship's on today. Right?
I mean, but I get it. There's been a lot of the names have either retired. They've had quite a few retirements on the men's side, especially, and the women's side, really. When you have to talk about Serena.
Were you an Andre Agassi or Pete Sampras guy?
Agassi.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody's an Agassi fan.
Steffi Graf guy?
Yeah, we'll get into Novak Djokovic. What a wuss. Coming up.
Like Novak Djokovic.
That's Samare. We're bringing it's bits.
Chance. It's got a chance.
We're bringing bits.
I'm not saying no.
So you're saying there's a chance.
That is today's edition of Shout It Out. It's back for a limited time only.